Welcome to the Smarticle Podcast, where we take a good article and make it gooder.
All right, here's the headline, Brandon. Gwyneth Paltrow caused 2016 Utah skiing accident. Witness testifies at trial. This is from MSNBC. Doha Madani and Diana Dasroth bring us this news. Once again,
I love how you butcher names, dude. It's so awesome.
This is not, there's no Woke Mega Meter on this.
I looked up Dohana Madani, who's sort of the head byline writer on this, and she's like in her late 20s. I think she
you
actually
love
might,
to point
I think
that
she,
out.
I do, because I find it fascinating. There are so many writers now that are in their early 20s. And I'm just like, is it because they're not paying them? Look, dude, bottom line is this, and we're not doing it, this show's not about this, but if you're a writer that's been writing for 20 years, you're going to be better than a writer that's been writing for two. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, she's probably more woke than Maggot. Go ahead.
Jeez, wow. Really took all that to get into this. Gwyneth Paltrow is accused in a lawsuit of injuring another skier in Deer Valley.
Oh, no.
Causing a concussion and broken ribs and leaving without asking whether he needed help. Paltrow denies being at fault in the 2016 accident, said Sanderson, this guy, is exploiting her wealth and celebrity. This guy Sanderson is seeking $300,000 in damages, amended down from a previous request of $3.1 million. Paltrow is countersuing this dude for $1. Paltrow and Sanderson both dispute who hit whom and who was further up the hill at the time of the crash. Deer Valley's website says the person ahead or downhill has the right of way. So there's all sorts of ways to get into the story. Celebrities, skiing accidents, Sioux culture. But let's start petty and work forward. Gwyneth, who through her company Goop, Brandon.
Sure.
Sells a candle that smells like a vagina.
Sure.
She seems like
really?
A person. She seems like someone who would ram someone on a ski slope and then just take off.
Yeah, I disagree with you on this one. I don't like Gwyneth Paltrow at all. I find her to be completely banal. Her whole demeanor is like, oh, I'm so wise and smart and you're so dumb. I'm like, oh, dude, you're a movie star. Who cares? You're not even that. Whatever.
She's not a movie star anymore, bro.
Oh, whatever
she is.
She's
a businesswoman with a Fortune 500 company.
Good for her. Good
know.
For her that she
up.
Sells vagina candles. Whatever. I don't care.
My mom's listening.
I don't really. Well, your mom knows what a vagina is. So, I mean, like, come on, dude. I mean, why do you always throw your poor mom under the bus every show? So my point to this is that when I was reading this happened in 2016, bro.
Yes.
This guy's suing her now. And the reason he says he didn't sue earlier is because, you know, he was befuddled because of his head injury. Look, I have been run into and run into people on the slopes many, many times. I don't know how many. One time a dude ran over my skis and he's like, this is probably 15. I was definitely in much better shape. And he's like, watch out, fatty. And I freaking skied after him and whacked him with my ski pole. So, dude, the mountains are filled with D-bags. Everywhere there's a D-bag on the mountains. It is a rich person sport. I think it tends to lead people that are more arrogant, and they do stupid things like this. I just don't believe that a 110-pound woman knocking this dude over who sues her 5 years later, bro.
Are you kidding? Someone vaulting down a hill at 20 pounds. My kid could not
yeah, but
go, by the way, this guy's 76
risk,
years old.
Dude. He's 76 now. He wasn't 76 then.
So you're getting to my point. You're getting to ski at your own risk. If you go to a ski resort and someone knocks you over, do you have the right to sue someone because you put yourself on skis going down a mountain at 60 miles an hour?
Yeah, and that's the whole thing. The dude was suing her originally for $3.1 million. And now he's suing her only for $300,000. I'm just saying, look, dude, I don't like Gwyneth Paltrow, but I think this, if we allow this kind of stuff to happen, unless it's like proven that she did it on purpose. Look, bro, you're on a mountain. People ski sometimes out of, if the dude's skiing 80 miles an hour, barreling down a hill on purpose, runs you over, hurts you, breaks you, like, that's a different story. You're skiing on a mountain, someone actually runs into you can't sue. Sorry.
Okay, so. Once again, I totally agree with everything you're saying. Listen, a lot of rich people on a hill skiing. It's not people from the Richmond district, Richmond, California,
right,
or South Central LA on this hill skiing in Deer Valley, Utah. So my point is, if you go skiing, Do you give up your rights to any sort of safety because, hey, we're all going skiing on a slippery slope, and if we get hurt, you can't sue?
No, but as you well know, Larry, that when you go to a baseball game, a lot of people don't know this. When you go to a baseball game and you buy a ticket to a game, on the back of that ticket, it says literally, go at your own risk. If you get hit by a baseball at a baseball game, you cannot sue the baseball.
By the way, worse than that, what happens if someone break a bat, the hitter, and it like hits you in the head and cuts your head open?
Then you are it's up to you. You're liable. The club is not liable. It's basically assumed risk. You're going to a thing where there's like, better pay attention then. I mean, the people that get hit at baseball games are never the people watching the game intensely. Because if you're watching the game intensely, you're like, ball's coming. I'm going to duck. I'm going to do whatever.
By the way, for the record, that's you and my wife. They go to a game, they're eating nachos, not paying attention.
Whatever. Then that's on your wife. She can't sue the ball club because she got hit. That's just stupid. That's the problem with this whole thing is that this guy 4 or 5 years later decides to sue Gwyneth because he thinks he can get some money out of her. Well, love that she's countersuing. I love it.
Okay. I understand the celebrity. So there's, once again, 1,000 different things in it. But I feel like you understand this, although you're the guy that wants to outlaw social media and thinks that's actually going to happen. But are we just headed into a world where common sense is taken out? Like, I get you at a baseball game. I get you at a ski resort. But there's so many things that are happening in this world where people just sue.
Right. Well, we are the most litigious nation in the history of the world, even more than the Romans. We sue for everything. And the only way that changes is if people lose these lawsuits. Oh. So the reason why I like the fact that she's countersuing for $1 and court costs is if you're going to sue somebody, you better have a really good case. You better not just be suing people because you're just trying to, you know, get a payday. And I think that's a problem with a lot of this. There's no skin in the game. If you got to put skin in the game, you say, hey, now, to be completely fair, litigation is important. Civil litigation is important. It keeps people honest. Say you have a landlord. He doesn't fix the house and the house burns down because of faulty wiring. That landlord is ultimately responsible for what happens in that house, right? That's the reason why we have civil litigation, is to protect against things like that. It is not to protect against 100-pound movie stars running into you on the mountains. Period. End of story. And judges got to shoot that stuff down.
I totally agree with that once again.
Why do you keep arguing with me then?
But take out your options if you go skiing? If you go to a baseball game, I'm trying to think of like, if you go to a water park.
Yes, I think there's a general, if you go to a water park, dude, you sign a waiver. I know if you go to Dollywood's water park, you got to sign a waiver when you go in there. Look.
Ding.
Yeah.
Dollywood mentioned.
I love
ding.
Dollywood. If
humble brag.
You know the truth. How is that a humble brag? It's going to a water park, you jackwagon. Anyway, gosh, your mom must be so proud. So here's the thing. We give up certain rights to do certain things. Like, we could bubble wrap the world, but we don't. And that's the whole point. We get out of, leave our house, we are at risk. Pay attention. Keep your head on a swivel, period.
But we live in a world with tiger moms and people who sue all the time.
And that's why judges got to not let it go. Yes. But that's what judges can't let that stuff go. They've got to say no. And it's happening more and more. These cases are getting thrown out more and more because people are tired of this. The pendulum has swung back the other way. So, yes, are there still civil cases that go on all the time? Absolutely. People are worried. The problem is what it does is it kills society because people are afraid to do anything because they're afraid they're going to get sued. I can't have people over at my house because I'm going to be sued by someone who trips and falls on my property. That happens, right? People do that. Friends sue other friends. I have an umbrella policy at my house for that very thing.
Humble brag.
No, it's $100 a year. You're an idiot. Quit saying that. Go look up the definition of humble brag and then try to use it in context, okay?
Hold on. So, I think we're getting off target just a smidgen, but I completely agree with you. I will say I like this suit because it is two people that use Grey Poupon on their hamburgers, and I like that they're going
Grey
after.
Poupon. I use it on my hamburgers.
the sub of this is if you Google this court case, Gwyneth Paltrow skiing accident, she's getting all this publicity because she wore a certain pair of sunglasses to the court case, and they're saying she looks like Jeffrey Dahmer. I don't know if you've got this.
I have not. I do not
Gwyneth
want
Paltrow,
to.
Gwyneth Paltrow shows up in Deer Valley and looks like Jeffrey Dahmer.
Well, you know what? I honestly find her to be one of the most awful people. I just don't like her. But that's why I think that my case for this is even stronger. I don't like her. It's not personal.
Listen, I just want to step in and say, I feel like you're a little bit of a hater because you can't sell a penis scented candle and she can sell a vagina scented candle. Ooh. So I'm just saying, Brandon, I would like to thank you for letting me teach you about the people that use Grey Poupon.
The word itself makes some men uncomfortable. Vagina.